Hello everybody, you're listening to Africa Arise. I am Pastor Alfred. Today I would like to tell you that Africa is already the most blessed continent in the world. It is those in Africa who don't know how to tap into all the blessings around them. Let us look at the book of Genesis chapter 26. Verse 4, the King James Version of the Bible. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Praise the Lord. You see, this speaks volumes. In the portion of the scripture that we read, we saw how God blessed Abraham. I will give unto thy seed all these countries. This is now God blessing the seed of Abraham. This is God blessing the Jews. This is God blessing the people of Israel. I will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Of course, this was referencing Jesus, but the point is that they were so blessed and they were so favored by God that God made them a highlight for every nation to see. It was through this nation that God will bless every other nation in the world. Keep in mind that nations were not created by God. People were created by God, but God did not create nations. The only nation that God created as a result of his covenant with Abraham was Israel. You know, and that's what makes Jews so unique as a nation. And so special as a nation. They are the only nation that was created by God. You know, every other nation was not created by God. Every other nation was created by man. And by wars. And by the outcome of wars. And different factors that were all dependent on man. God just created man. God created the world. But he did not create any nation except the nation of Israel. So keep that in mind. In any case, Israel was blessed, and you see, the destiny of Israel was for them to move from glory to glory, from greater heights to greater heights, from success to success, from victory to victory. But yet, when we read the story of the Jews after Abraham, there are a lot of lows. There are periods when they were in captivity, there were periods where they were defeated, there were periods where they were cast down. There are periods where it seemed like this prophecy will not be fulfilled. There are periods where they lost the land that was promised to them, or so it seemed. And all other such things, you know. Till today, there are a lot of things that Israel and the Jews go through as a nation. But does that mean that this blessing does not hold true? No, the issue is that the blessing is there, but you must know how to tap into a blessing. Number one is that you have to know about the blessing. A blessing that is upon your life that you don't know about is kind of robbed of you. Even though it is there, the fact that you do not know about that blessing is seriously to your disadvantage. You see, if a relative of yours that you do not know, or nobody ever told you about, and that relative dies and leaves you as the sole inheritor of his vast estates in his will, but for some reason you never know about it, you never get told about it, guess what? You will keep living your life the way that you have always lived, but still it doesn't change the fact that all that property, all those estates are in your name. So you see, you have so much, but since you do not know, you will live as you've always lived. You see, so not knowing about the blessing is a terrible thing. Number one, you must know about the blessing. Number two, you must believe in the blessing. You see, you must believe in the blessing. If you do not believe in it, it will not work. It is of no use to you. It is just mere words. It will be ineffective. Even though I would say it is not mere words, you know, it is still there, but it will be as though it is just mere words, because that is the way you take it, that is the way you receive it. You do not believe in the blessing. So you see, when you are blessed, even when you are in church and the preacher pronounces blessings at the end of the service, you are blessed, you are anointed, go out and win, you are going to succeed, everywhere you go there is going to be favor. When the preacher is saying those things working for you depends on you believing it. You have to believe it. That is that. Another thing is that you have to remember the blessing. You have to remember the specific blessings. If you are blessed that you have favor, you must remember specifically that you have the blessing of favor. And you must walk in it, and then you must expect it. When you expect it, when you know that, yes, this blessing has been pronounced, it's not just I've been blessed vaguely. Because what does that mean? In what area have you been blessed? Does it mean general? What specifically what does it refer to? You know, is it just a word? You know, what does it actually mean? You know, the meaning matters. The meaning matters. The meaning of what you are being blessed with. You know, so what specifically has this blessing added? What does it hope to accomplish? What does it say? What does it mean? You know, what does this specific blessing mean? So you must know that you have been blessed. You must believe in the blessing. You must also remember the blessing. You see, these things are very important. Now, in addition to this, you must walk in the light of God's word. In other words, you must live according to God's word. The Jews have not always lived according to God's word. And every time that something bad, something tragic happened to them, it is because they departed from God's word. Never depart from God's word. If you want to walk in the blessings, you must walk in the light of God's word. Obey God and do not turn to the left or to the right. Do not be sidetracked. Stay in the lane that is outlined by God's word. You see, this is something that the Jews have not done. And this applies to Africa. Africa does not do distance. Africa needs to, number one, realize that they have been blessed by God and by different men of God and by different prophets. Africa needs to remember those specific blessings that have been pronounced and declared over them. Africa needs to believe in those blessings. Africa needs to walk in the light of God's word. When Africa does these things, that is how Africa will completely change and turn around. Right now, it is a place with so much blessings. But how do you individually tap into these blessings? You as an individual in Africa, this is now you, separate from Africa as a whole, Africa as a body. I'm speaking to you as a person, you in Africa. How do you walk in the blessings? You have to remember all the specific blessings that different men of God, evangelists, Reinhard Bonnke, the great minister T.L. Osborne, the great minister Marilyn Hickey, all the different men and women of God, what have they said? What have they spoken by the spirits concerning Africa? What blessing have they released? You know, the great men of God, the Bishop David Oyedepo, Pastor Chris Oyakilome, the late Archbishop Benson Idahosa, what do these men say about Africa? These blessings are still alive, but you can only tap into them when you believe them. You have to know that they have been said. You have to believe them. You have to remember them and use them as a shield. Know that this is what should happen. You expect it in your life. You expect to be able to enjoy this within Africa, in Africa. Then most importantly, you must walk in the light of God's word and not depart from it. When you do these things inside Africa, you will tap into all the different blessings in Africa. Africa is already blessed. Africa is not only blessed spiritually, Africa is also blessed with natural resources. A lot of all the world's natural resources and wealth actually originates from Africa till today. But a lot of Africans are poor. Why? They do not know how to tap into these blessings. You know? This is very important. And when you walk in the light of God's word, you will know the importance and the value of knowledge. And the more you acquire knowledge and fall in love with wisdom, the more you realize how to create your own industries, how to put up your own factories, how to put up your own companies, how to make wiser decisions rather than selling raw materials to outsiders who take it for a very cheap price, create a lot of fantastic products and sell it back to Africans for an exorbitant price. You now have the intelligence to create all those products and all those industries and all those factories here yourself, rather than sending all these products to other countries and to other foreigners to produce there. You now have the intelligence and the knowledge to say, no, why don't you come here and open your factory here? You know, rather than sending all the natural resources for them to make their iPad covers, their technological advances and all the wonderful materials that they create in other countries and other continents. Why don't you tell them, look, we prefer that you bring your factories here. Let your factories be headquarters here in Africa, and you employ our people, you teach our people how to work and run your companies. Let us partner, you know. Now the scenario is changing. That empowers Africa, rather than Africa being that continent that lets out its resources for basically free. That is Africa's fault. It is not the outsider's fault. If you give somebody such a good deal, it is not them that are ripping you off. It is you that created that deal and agreed to that deal. You know, you will become smart and you will make greater deals when you walk in the light of God's word, because there's nothing prudent about a lot of the deals that Africa gets in with a lot of outside nations. There's nothing prudent about the way a lot of African countries are run. If African countries are run in the light of God's word, there will be no corruption, there will be no injustice, there will be no intertribal wars and civil wars and ethnic cleansings and all kinds of different troubles. We will see that we are brothers. We will see that we are sisters. We will see that we are one Africa. You see? So, this is something that is very important. I advise you to share this broadcast with your friends. Share this broadcast on the internet. Share this broadcast with everybody that you know. This is a message that is very important to everybody in Africa. Africa is a blessed place. Africa is full and overflowing with blessings. You just need to apply the word of God and apply what I've taught you so that you can tap into these numerous unending streams of blessings that is all over Africa. So, now we've come to the end of this broadcast. If you are listening to me and you haven't given your life to Christ before, I would like you to say this prayer after me and mean it with all your hearts. Just repeat after me. Dear God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, according to Acts 2:21. So now I call upon the name of Jesus and I ask that you save me. I ask Jesus to come into my heart, to be the Lord of my life. I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe he came, died, and rose from the dead to set me free from sin and to reconcile me with you. I receive eternal life into my spirit now. I thank you because now I am saved. I am now born again. I am now one of your kids. Hallelujah. If you just say that prayer, you just become born again. You've just become a believer in Christ Jesus. I would like you to also say this prayer to receive the Holy Spirit. It's important that you have the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you in this new walk with God. Say this other prayer with me. Say it after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for making me born again. Your word says that you would freely give the Holy Spirit to all those who ask, according to Luke 11:13. I ask that you give me your Holy Spirit to live in me, and as I've asked, I also receive by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I would like to personally welcome you completely into the family of God. Not only have you become a born-again believer in Christ, you've also received the gift of the Holy Spirit. I will encourage you to go to PastorAlfred.com. There are a lot of resources that are there that are free and will help you in your new walk with Christ. There are also a lot of broadcasts there like this and a lot of broadcasts on a variety of different topics that will be a blessing to you. Once again, thank you and God bless you.